This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. As the conversation around higher blends continues, Growth Energy CEO Emily Skor says some of the most important decisions still ahead involve how the Environmental Protection Agency finalizes its rules and how much certainty those rules provide both retailers and rural communities. She says the industry is watching closely as EPA signals its plans for reallocation and prepares to set long-term direction for biofuels. We'll talk with Emily Skor coming up right after this.
Dive into the dynamic international ag industry with the World of Agriculture, your go-to source for global ag news made relevant for Iowa's producers and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. From the latest updates on crops in South America to critical information on overseas trade relations, we cover all the factors that impact our ag economy. Tune into your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate every Monday through Friday for fresh, insightful episodes that keep you informed and connected to the broader agricultural landscape.
The Environmental Protection Agency's approach to small refinery exemptions and reallocations has become a central part of the biofuels debate. When small refinery waivers are granted, the question becomes whether those lost gallons are restored to keep blending levels whole. Growth Energy CEO Emily Skor says the EPA is signaling that it intends to reallocate those gallons, which is exactly what the industry has pushed for. She says that kind of certainty helps set expectations for the marketplace and reinforces the value of the renewable fuel standard.
It's a huge part of conversation right now. And so EPA has signaled in a proposal that when they grant a small refinery exemption, and they have been granting them and they will continue to grant them, they're going to reallocate those gallons, which is exactly what we want, so that it guarantees if we say we're going to blend 15 billion gallons, we actually say to the market, we are going to blend E15. And 15 billion gallons. So EPA is sending the right signals, and then you're getting a lot of opposition from oil refiners who, I don't want to blend your obligation. I think you should blend what you need to, and I should blend what I need to. So it's become part of the political equation and part of the political conversation. Our message remains the same. This president needs to finalize, or his administration needs to finalize a rule that is strong for rural America, because it is rural America who has his back.
Skor says, of course, oil refiners are pushing back, arguing that reallocation should not be required. She says that opposition has turned the issue into a political fight, but she stresses that keeping the volumes whole is essential for rural stability and for the credibility of national blending targets. The industry's message to the administration remains direct: finalize a rule that protects rural communities and reflects the commitments already made. The next piece of conversation focuses on retailer certainty. Skor says retailers cannot plan, invest, or build infrastructure around higher blends unless they know what rules will be months in advance. Temporary waivers and seasonal uncertainty make it difficult for them to commit to offering E15, even when demand from drivers has been growing.
Absolutely. They're running a business. They need to know what the rules are. And you can't wait and say, all right, I'll tell you a month before if you can offer this product on your shelf to the consumer. When we get that certainty, when we get that clarity, retailers can plan ahead. They can build out the infrastructure. You will see a sharp increase in the number of retailers who are offering this great fuel choice to their customers.
Skor says consumer choice remains the core part of the message. The industry's not trying to force anyone into a specific fuel. Instead, the effort is about making sure drivers have access to an option they want.
It's all about consumer choice. This is a fuel. It's going to be more affordable every time we fill up. And let's not forget, if we all drove on E15, that's 2.5 billion bushel of corn grind, of additional corn, U.S. corn grind every year.
Skor says the opportunity is significant. A stable rule from EPA combined with a national fix for E15 would open the door for broader availability. For more on this story, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.